All right, Kikau. What is the scent that is pumped out the vents on Main Street USA?
I'm going to say that it changes for each season and that it currently is peppermint.
Oh, I don't know. Is that's that not wrong? The answer.
Oh. I'm just
saying. The answer is vanilla. No, oh. It's possible there's peppermint, but I think
figure for
the normal
Christmas time.
Yeah. I mean, it might be like candy canes or gingerbread.
But normally it's vanilla.
That was an awful question because I didn't know the answer. But normally it's just vanilla.
I love that. All right, finish these lyrics.
Oh, good.
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold.
How many wonders can one cavern hold?
Ding, 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 ding.
Hi, guys. This is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together, we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
All right. Hi there. We are so excited to have a very special guest, our very good friend, Jessica McGinty. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Main Street and Beyond listeners, Kikau and Jacob.
Oh, my God!
It's so fun to have you on.
Jessica's here. We've been talking about this for, like, months.
It's so...
And it's happening.
It's happening. So, Jessica is visiting. She is currently traveling the United States with the Kinky Boots Tour. And
what do you do on that tour, Jessica?
Tell us.
I do wigs. Hair assistant. Wigs. So much fun. Everywhere we go.
Wig lace. Wigs.
Wig lace.
That must be such a fun show to do wigs on, because there's... How many wigs are in that show?
This is a question we get all the time. The best answer I can give you is there's about 40 per show, but we travel with about 80, and I think we have more now just because we've so many people coming and going, but
wow.
So many wigs.
And then now, awesome. With touring, what has been your favorite city so far?
Like, this is just always a really tricky question because I feel like every city, I mean, there's ones that, you know, we like more than others, but I think I really like Chicago has been great, Philly, Boston. I really like the big cities, I think, more, but
perfect.
It's easy.
Was there a city, and you don't have to say the name, but a city that you were like, get me out of here?
Oh, Detroit.
Oops, sorry, Detroit.
Easy. Sorry, Detroit. Sorry, fans in Detroit.
Sorry.
Sorry. So, Jessica and I have known each other from college, but...
Yeah, how did you guys meet?
We met in school.
We started in the theater department. Like,
in theater department.
Same time, and neither of us knew anybody. Like, we came in, like, I had been there...
And I was a transfer in, because I finished school late. But we also did shows together at... AMT at the
Music
time,
Theater.
Which included,
and didn't you do Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast,
there?
And we did
Flower
Drum
Song. Friendship started with Disney already.
We've also traveled to Disneyland a bunch of times, like together.
Together.
We went for
and you've also been to
Jessica's
Disney World,
birthday.
But which park do you prefer?
I can't even.
I
was 11. I don't remember. I'm trying to get.
So your home park is Disneyland.
Yes.
Because for some people, Disney World is their home, so.
Yeah, I don't really remember Disney World that much. Literally all I remember is the fact that there are rides in different lands.
Yeah.
And so, like, as a child going, I was like, but wait, Indiana Jones is supposed to be over here.
Right.
And that's about it.
Okay, I mean, that's great. What is your ultimate favorite Disney movie?
Little Mermaid. It has to be Little Mermaid. It's close between that and Beauty and the Beast, but, you know.
You love Ariel.
I love Ariel.
So good. And then your favorite Disney ride?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I mean, I feel like it has to be Pirates of the Caribbean. I know that, like, it's not, like,
really?
Totally
it is.
Random, but
no,
it's
not
of the
random.
Caribbean.
Because every single time I've gone with her, it either
first
ends
ride.
Or starts with
the,
it.
Yeah, it's like you gotta get into the Disney, you go down in that cave. It's just.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And what do you. Okay, what do you like about it?
I think one of the things that I like about it is, like, you can usually get it, the line isn't crazy, like some of the other rides are. Now it's been a little crazier than it used to be,
just
for sure.
The extra
the
little
last couple of times
line.
We've been, it's been forever long.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Up and around and over the bridge.
But it's just like Disney magic, you just go down.
I know, it's so good, it's classic.
It's a classic.
It's classic Disney.
It's also fantastic to sit
yes.
on and get
especially
that air conditioning.
And it's a long ride.
Right. So fun.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to go to Disney World because the Pirates of the Caribbean ride is different there.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
It'll
for
be
you.
Fun to remember, if at all.
Be like, wait, what? Where's the second drop?
Yeah. So what's so fun about having Jessica on is that we actually are going to Disneyland tomorrow. I have my family is there. We're meeting up for Thanksgiving time and we'll have our little event. But Jessica's family will also be there as well. So we're sort of like, she came here visiting from the tour, but then we'll be meeting up again with her family in the park. So
everyone's family's there but mine. So thanks, Mom and Dad. I'm just kidding because I know they're listening, but I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh.
It's fine. We're all good. But we're so excited. We're going to Disneyland tomorrow.
It's going to be so fun. And part of what made it special for us is that we are going to Disney Bound.
We are.
So random.
Hashtag
so
Disney Bound.
This was so fun. All right. So we have to tell the listeners what happened. Just happened. We were at a restaurant.
Keep going. Yes.
We were at a restaurant. We were like talking about tomorrow. Like, what are we going to do first? What's the first stop? What pens are you going to buy? All doing all the things, right? Which is so fun. And then... Whose decision was it to bound? Was it
your idea? I think you started with it, are we bounding? I think he said we haven't bounded in a long time.
But you brought this up because the last time
we went with Jessica, who we call Tressica, by the way, if you hear that, we bounded as Little Mermaid, and Jessica, you were Ariel.
It was my birthday, and it was Jacob's co-birthday kind of celebration.
Yes. But it was really your birthday.
Yeah, it was really my
birthday. But it was, so you were Ariel, and then all your girlfriends, sister friends, were your sisters.
Correct.
You were...
Arista.
Jacob was...
I was...
Flounder.
And you were...
Kiko was...
Sebastian. And Derek...
Was Prince Eric.
And it was so fun, because we went to... Ariel's grotto, and we had the brunch, and we met Ariel and all the princesses, and it was just such a fun day. And all day long, people kept stopping us, going, "Oh my God, you guys are Little Mermaid!"
Yeah, that was actually so fun. Didn't really expect that so as much as it happened.
Yeah, I mean, people love it. Disney bounding is that it happens. Everyone kind of does it, but I as a fan of it, if you see a good one, you. Speak up about
yes.
it. I'm like, ooh, girl, that is good Mickey, girl.
Yeah,
or that is a good Ariel.
I'm like, oh, that's good group. But the thing with bounding, I think, is really you have to be, you don't have to be, but it helps if you're in a group. And if you stay in the group. Like, you're Sebastian. I would not have known you were Sebastian had you not been with us.
Yeah, because part of the Disney bounding is that you're just wearing fashion. I'm just wearing what looks like...
Not a literal interpretation.
Right, but then put all the puzzle pieces together and we were the cast of The Little Mermaid.
Right.
Like, you couldn't help but see it. Like, oh, you're that and you're that.
Right.
So
we were at dinner, we were sitting there, and we were like, are we going to bound tomorrow? And we were like, I don't know. And Jessica is visiting, so she was like, well, I don't have stuff in my suitcase. And I was like, and you were like, there is a Marshall's across the street, which is an ideal place to get your Disney bounding stuff, I think. Marshall's, Ross, TJ Maxx, all of those, that's where you go.
Fairly inexpensive.
You don't want to spend a ton of money on this.
No, and they have both a combination of what I would call basic items as well as fashion items. Like, there are things for sure in, you know, like... a Marshall's that you wouldn't necessarily find in a normal place. So you could find those
special
things.
You can find
the
solids. That's what I find. Like,
yeah.
You can find, like, a solid red shirt or
sure.
a solid blue shirt that you really sort of need for that. Anyway, so we paid our bill and basically ran across the street. It was $7.54.
No.
It was like
$7.40.
$7.40. And it closed at 8.
We didn't realize it was Sunday.
So it was like a 20-minute bounding session. Like, go. And we had no idea. And you found...
I found a blue shirt.
Blue shirt and a white skirt.
White skirt, which then made us go Alice or Belle, Alice or
Belle. Alice
or Belle,
Alice or Belle, which then we had... We were immediately texting people asking, and The consensus was
the consensus.
Alice.
Yes,
that it went more Alice than Belle. So then that changed everything.
Yeah, no, you sent a picture to
Michelle Baker.
Michelle Baker,
who basically was like, you could either put a bow on it and be bell, right? Like she was saying to put a bow, or you could get the white socks and be Alice or whatever the distinction was.
And the reason why is because Michelle Baker is like an expert at Disney bound.
Disney bound extraordinaire.
Yeah.
So if full you out. Have questions, full you contact out Michelle all the Baker.
Time. So tomorrow, Jessica will be Alice.
The redheaded Alice. Fine. It's going to work. It's great.
It's going to be great. Who cares? I'm going to do White Rabbit.
Yes.
I think.
It's perfect.
We still don't have a watch. We got to figure out that watch situation. Mm-hmm. I need that one extra piece.
But describe what you have.
So I have gray pants. I have a white belt. I have a red shirt and a blue bow tie.
Yeah.
And I really need like a white vest or... It's just something else.
You need a little
bit
more white in there.
Yeah. Or just a big clock. You need like a Flavor Flav like clock.
Yeah, like a Flavor Flav clock.
or you need to wear a white t-shirt and put the red over it. But then
can't wear the bow tie, which is fine. Oh, I could wear it open maybe. The bow tie open.
Okay.
Like Jerry Lewis style.
And then now what makes Alice Alice? Tell us what your dress will look like. I mean, tell us what you bought.
Oh, okay. I found a blue just shirt, V-neck shirt, a white skirt, and so...
It's a special blue, though. It's like an egg.
It's like that blue, that bright blue, which was actually
like
very
Alice
hard
blue.
To find right now.
Alice blue. Alice blue is what I call it.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
White skirt.
I just bought some white knee-high socks, because you couldn't really find
white knee-high socks, and the black shoes.
Black shoes. And I have a black bow. I do not have a black ribbon, though. That's the one thing that Alice always has a black ribbon.
Around the neck.
No, around her hair. I'm all about the hair and the hair accessories. You should know that.
And you can also Main Street Magic. I'm sorry. Michelle Baker's Etsy is called Main Street.
No.
Magic.
Look that up.
Yeah, keep
right
going.
Now.
look that up. Had a moment.
That's not right.
No guessing.
We gotta give them the right information. And then Derek and Kikau, as he's looking this up, are going as Tweedledum and Tweedledee, which is adorable.
We have, basically red shorts and, like, checkered yellow.
So it's an interpretation,
top.
Not a literal.
And we have a blue tie.
Blue ties. So it's great. The funny thing was that when you were checking out, what did the guy say to you?
So it's so funny. I mean, I put the things up and it was closing time. I mean, we're talking like they actually announced this Marshalls is closing. So come to the cash register. And just dryly after he put it all the way through, you know, he, checked us out. He said, "Is it twin day at work?" And I was laughing so hard, like, so dryly, is it twin day at work?
I think what I might do, guys, is just get, like, a White Rabbit pin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as I get there, and then that will just, like, help with the... But I do need that watch. I gotta get a big watch.
They sell watches there?
I don't want to spend, like, so much money for it, but anyway.
That's
anyway,
true.
So... Jessica, what are you most excited? How long has it been since you've been to the park?
It's been almost a year. I was there just about a year ago, but the last time I went was actually when Kinky Boots was in town in Costa Mesa.
Oh, that's right.
Kikau and Derek came, so we spent a day there. So that was very end of December, beginning of January. I don't really remember. But I think what I'm really excited about is I didn't think I was going to get to see the 60th. Everything, right?
Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen any of it.
You haven't seen any of it?
Any of it.
You haven't seen Paint the Night?
Nope.
You haven't seen the fireworks?
Nope.
Your life is going to change tomorrow. There is before Paint the Night and after Paint the Night, is what I say.
I know. I hope that we can bring one of your guys' magic wands so we can just...
Oh, yes.
I don't have one, but you do, right?
I do. Yeah, I have a magic wand and...
Who has the paintbrush?
Randall has the paintbrush. But, and actually all of my nieces and nephews who will be there also have each one, the last time that they were there, got to pick one item that lit up like that. And
oh my
it
gosh.
Was, like, part of the fun of the thing. Like, you get to pick either ears or a hand or the bow
or a wand.
So they, when they got that, were looking for any, it was during the day, and it had yet to be nighttime, and so they were looking for any dark place to be able to practice or play with it. It was very cute. So they turned their all of their items on while they were in the Winnie the Pooh ride because it's sort of dark enough, and they were in different cars trying to aim at each other because one was a front.
That is
gosh.
So much fun. That That's like a game so itself.
Yeah. So fun.
Fun.
Anyways, but
tomorrow's
going
to be fun because we're going to just add people as the day goes.
Yeah, so many people.
And by the fireworks, we'll have a gaggle of people.
Yeah, and I'm also, I mean, I didn't know I was excited about it until you guys said, but we have our chicken dinner.
We, is what I'm so excited about.
Talk about it.
Bucket chicken is what I'm going to tell you. And I, what... Kikau, what is the a name of the place? Because you know I don't know.
Big Thunder Ranch.
It's the ranch in the back. It's only open until January 10th because that's the area that they're clearing out for Star Wars Land.
Yes. So this is it.
This is it.
First and last time to do this.
Yes. And we had to make reservations. You had to make reservations. I got them last week, I think. So it's not too far in advance, but you do need reservations because how many we have walked up so many times and they're like, sorry, we're all booked up. So.
I think because it's closing, people are really, it's become kind of the hot spot.
I think it always has been. I think that day that you guys walked up was like fluke that you were able to get in.
Yeah.
It was fluky. But anyway, so it's, you get a bucket of chicken, which is why I call it bucket chicken. And it's all you can eat, and there's sides, and there's cornbread. I'm talking like I've been there, but I haven't. And I'm so excited because I've only heard fantastic things about
this. I thought
it
was actually, like, not just chicken. I thought there was other meats involved in this barbecue extravaganza.
There are. Big Thunder Ranch Barbecue is what the actual name is. And it ranges from $15 to $29.99.
But it's all you can eat, right?
Yes. And it is officially will close on January 11th, 2016. And you definitely should make reservations. They have barbecue chicken, ribs, coleslaw, ranch beans, cornbread, and at dinner time, you could get smoked sausages and corn on the cob. Those two items are added to the list. You can also have special vegetarian skewers that feature potatoes, squash, bell peppers, mushrooms, or tofu if you want to request that.
Well, that's nice
if you have a
for
veggie,
people
vegetarian.
Like that, you know. So Hans could eat there.
And Hans could eat there. Hi, Hans.
Hi, Hans. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, Hans. And if you'd like, you could try the decadent flourless chocolate cake or go the whole hog with a made-to-order family-style dessert such as the warm, gooey, deep-dish cookie a la mode or the sinful s'mores bake.
You guys, we got... it's closing January 10th, 11th. You go whole hog.
Whole hog.
Whole hog.
Whole hog. You
I mean,
get
even
the,
if you're just going to try it, right?
Yes, you go whole hog.
And then, of course, they have the lemonade and the soft drinks that you are familiar with or love.
Oh gosh, is there like a souvenir cup?
I don't know. Oh, they probably do. They probably do.
I am excited about this.
Lunchtime is considered from 11:30 to 3:55, and we apparently have dinner reservations.
We have dinner reservations.
So it's
everything.
From 4 to 8. We're at the beginning of the dinner reservations.
Right. So we have, we're not going to be able to go right in the morning. We have to go up in the afternoon. But we've planned it so that we get there and basically we get there and eat.
They would call this cowboy style. I'm just saying that out loud, like cowboy style grub.
Cowboy style.
And reservations are highly recommended, and you could do this 60 days prior to your visit. So if you
know you're coming.
Coming, which if it closes January 11th, make these reservations now. I have a feeling that there probably aren't very many left, but you should go.
And you sit at like big tables, right? Like
big
it's
tables.
Not like a like single table. You're sitting with some other family and
yeah. And also too, they have entertainment. So there will be
singers and
stuff.
Are there characters?
Are there like characters don't walk around, but they definitely have, at least when we were there last, they just have like a country singer.
Oh,
and right. I think maybe one or two pops up like it, but one or two characters pop up, but they don't, it's not like they'll come around to your table is what I was meaning.
So it's kind of like I don't know what I want to say. Like a basic version of the Hoop-Dee-Doo review, kind of in the
park.
Like you're eating and there's singers, but not like...
It's not so
that, Which I love that Hoop-Dee-Doo review. Have you ever done that? No, you haven't, because you haven't been.
I've never done it, no.
What?
When will I have done it?
Oh, okay. Do not miss the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
Here's the thing. Last time, it's 2 points.
If you're on the food plan, it's 2 points. So you've got to really think. And we decided to do BOMA? No.
We decided to do...
What was our 2 point?
The African one. Before I forget, it is Main Street Magic. Michelle Baker.
Her accessories are fantastic.
Yeah, hair accessories, jewelry. A lot of it, too, is, like, customizable. So if you, like, you can go on there and then, like, request colors and sizes if you have something specific in mind. It's really great.
Yeah, she's great. And it all goes with, yeah, she's awesome. Jessica, is there something that you have to do other than, you have something, go kick out?
So there are 2 restaurants in the African... In the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is BOMA. And Jiko.
Jiko! Oh my gosh.
The word Jiko means the cooking place.
Wasn't that restaurant?
We loved it.
Delicious.
Such a good use of 2 points. But yes. Now, do I want maybe lower food and entertainment to get...
Well, here's what I say. I say you just buy the ticket. To the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, I think it's worth it. I mean, I know it's all expensive if you can afford it and all that stuff. But.
Great. And finish your...
I was going to just say, because we're kind of getting there. But, like, do you have anything that you do, like, every single time that you go? Because, you know, like...
Well, we know she loves...
Like, I know that you either...
Pirates.
Start or end with Pirates, or both.
Yeah.
It could be a both. I'm excited for that tomorrow.
So many things I do every time. I think I'm excited this time for Space Mountain because I've heard about the Star Wars.
Hyperspace Mountain! I am so excited.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was happening. And then, of course, Michelle Baker, once again, was like, you have to go. Because when I was telling her I was going was like the day it was doing a preview or something. It was just starting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They announced it at D23 and everyone went crazy. So... That's going to be awesome.
I have to admit that I've watched the ride-through.
The ride-through?
No!
Yes.
That's like Ruiner.
No, it's not Ruiner. It's
Ruiner.
In my mind...
It's Ruiner, right?
But in my mind, it's actually doing my homework. In that, when I've done...
Okay, convince me of this.
Because it all happens so fast. It happens so quickly that... I wanted to know what to look for and sort of see, and they do a whole walk through the line, and I wanted to see what was different so that when we do go, I'm going to be the informed person in our group so that I could point out the things, look at this is different and this is different.
I can't wait.
But see, the thing is, I feel like I would be on the same page as you if you didn't go so often. Like, you're going to go on this more than once. This is not like a one time. If you were going for the one time.
Well, you say that.
Yeah,
but,
like if you weren't. Yeah.
But really, because the lines were so long for Ghost Galaxy, I really only went on it once. Like during the Halloween season.
This is going to be
crazy.
So this
will be open.
It's going to be open for a lot longer than Ghost Galaxy.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
This is open for months.
Sure.
I felt like,
and the actual video, which I'm sure you can find on YouTube, is actually well videoed. Like,
so do they hold the video during the ride?
They do 2 things. They actually are, I think it's actually through Disney because it's hooked up on something in front so that you could see this guy's
fish.
Official video.
Okay.
And then there's one that's clearly mounted in front so you can see the different things.
So they just put like a GoPro on or something like that.
And part of me thinks actually that they do that so that people don't do that on the ride. You know, they're not allowed to bring selfie sticks anymore.
Right.
And I think that there's people still hold phones or whatever, but now you don't have to do that. Like people, you know, from all over the world to take video... You just don't, being professionally shot, so...
They're trying to get in front of it so that you don't do it, and drop your camera, and then they have to shut down the ride, turn on the lights, find your camera, or it's just lost, like, sorry.
Right.
I don't really know.
It's almost more dangerous to do that. It's like, part of it is I just want to be able to enjoy the ride and enjoy the experience.
So is the music from Star Wars playing?
I will not say.
Oh my you gosh, should... I'm so excited.
I mean, but because really, I think that that's, as you know, I is love Star part Wars. Of the experience. So I think that you should just yeah. experience it.
Okay. That's so funny because we're just different people. Like
we're different people.
I am, I've tried and vowed not to watch any trailers at all for Star Wars. So I haven't seen anything.
I love it.
Because here's how I feel about it. It's like these big movies that come out. I'm going to go see it.
Right.
I've already pre-bought the ticket for December 18th. Like, you got me. I don't need a trailer to
get you
entice
in.
Me to buy a ticket. I'm right. in. So I just want to go and see everything for the first time. So.
And I think I am. I generally am as well. But part of me thinks that the trailers are part of the experience. Like, clearly...
I see that.
J.J. Abrams is showing us these really interesting things to sort of bring your attention and focus to right. something. And often, as we see in movie trailers, you don't necessarily get that same experience in watching the movie. Like, there's just right. something about it that's like, to me, it helps build the anticipation. Yep.
I will say, if they have one of those... 4D thing, trailers tomorrow in Tomorrowland. I don't know if they do, but I would sit through that because you get the lights and the
oh yeah, that's
the
fun.
Water and the air.
But that
and
wasn't like a trailer. Well, the last one I saw was like actually like a scene. You're like watching.
Oh, it's an
did
extended
you see the Tomorrowland one.
No,
that we I saw bet. Like 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it was great.
No, I saw
the Guardians of the,
Guardians
Galaxy.
Of the Galaxy.
Oh, that was fun too. Yeah.
And we also saw Ant-Man, which actually led us to purchase tickets to see Ant-Man. Like that was. That was a helpful one.
Yes, it was.
But you know, they're smart. They show enough of it. That situation is like you're waiting in line to see this thing, and I actually think it would be best to see an extended clip because I'm choosing to see an extended clip rather than
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And plus, it's all those extras with the lighting and the
seats moving
and all that. Anyway.
Well, this has been such a fun episode.
Yes!
Thank you so much, Jessica.
We're going to wear our pins
Thank
tomorrow.
Thank you guys so much. I'm
Pin check.
So exciting.
Jessica, I'm so glad you're here.
And we will
so be here.
We will be able to inform you as to how it went next
yes.
week. How did our bounding go? And of course, follow us on Instagram and
Facebook
and Twitter to be able to see what our outfits ended up being. You can get a glimpse of what Jacob decided to wear. Does he wear the white shirt? Does he wear the yellow shoes? Who knows?
Who knows what will happen?
Thanks, you guys. Hey, you know what? Also, we are going to be in the parks off and on this week. So if you do see us, say hi. Ask for a Main Street and Beyond button because we definitely will have one.
Oh my gosh, we have buttons. That is so fun.
All right.
All right, guys.
Bye, you guys.
We'll see you in the parks. Thank you, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.